A Rayo Original Podcast.
People with dark personality traits are the best at flirting.
This is why you're not bad at it.
Thank you so much. Just do a wedding. Why have you got to do a Disney wedding?
Pro tip, don't. Now I'm worried that men just laugh at my jokes to make me feel funny.
That is the only reason people laugh at you.
Really? The only thing I might die of is annoyance from looking at you.
That's lovely. He's farted into the microphone, so if you are looking for a new podcast to listen to, I suggest you don't listen to that one. Liv, I need to talk to you about feet.
What?
Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast with Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood. It's all the bits that we don't talk about on the radio. Liv, how are you?
I'm okay. How's
Busy
your week been?
Yeah.
It's been a weird week.
Why?
I just feel like my feet haven't touched the ground. We were at the Brits a week ago. How weird does that feel?
It feels like it was about a month ago.
And then everything after that felt really strange. I was going to go on holiday, then I didn't, because all the flights
were
cancelled.
Yeah, you shouldn't even actually be here, should you?
No. But then I was meant to have time off, but then because I was at home, I couldn't leave things alone. And then I woke up on Monday morning, it was like 9 a.m. and no one had contacted me from work. So then I started messaging people saying, why is no one looping me in on conversations this morning? Like, you're meant to be off. But I was like, if I'm at home, I might as well work.
So, talking about being at home, obviously you have moved into a new apartment.
Mm.
Is it coming together yet?
It's coming together. I might start sharing it on the gram, like, next week.
Right, okay.
Not so much, like, floor
plans. Prepare yourself,
so
guys, for the big unveiling then.
I know, I feel like I've been so disconnected to my social media the last few weeks, but it's because I haven't been ready to share anything. But now I feel like it's looking at a point where I want to share some stuff.
What is there still left to do?
Just some furniture I
furniture.
Need.
Furniture?
Yeah, just a few bits of furniture left and just a general vibe.
Are we going to get like a house tour?
Yeah, I feel like a house tour, but you have to be careful, don't you?
Yes, you do have to be careful. Yeah, I don't do house tours.
I probably will do like
just
house
room by
drinks.
Room.
No, like I'll probably do like a moving in drinks.
Finally.
Yeah. Would you be invited?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, of course,
sure.
I should be invited. All right, fine. So it's
what
just
have
been,
you been doing?
This week, I've just been working. It's been a pretty dull week, if I'm honest with you.
Okay.
Same as every other week at the minute. I need to go away. That's what I've decided.
You need a holiday.
Well, because I don't really do holidays, do I? So I've decided this year I want to take more holidays. So I'm going to start planning some stuff.
The devil go on holiday?
Well, the devil works hard, but Pete Wiggs works harder. That's what they say. Apart from Olivia Atwood, who works harder than the devil and Pete Wiggs put together.
Any hot dates recently?
No.
No?
No hot dates.
God, I've been quiet. That's unlike you.
It has been very, very quiet.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because Love is Blind is back on Netflix.
Yep.
And they talked about something which I thought would be interesting for us to talk about.
Okay. Have you ever actually watched Love is Blind, by the way?
I've watched enough to understand the concept.
So, because I've not seen it, but this is where people talk to each other behind a wall mm-hmm. for ages. Is that
and
right?
And
then they get to know each other.
And
some of them like fall in love.
And then they finally
see each other. Right, okay, yeah.
And then if the person's a minger, it's double awkward.
Minger? God, I haven't heard that for a while. Wow.
Or like, let's be less mean if they're just not your type. It's
right,
like,
okay.
Can you get past it?
So this is purely based on personality,
yeah.
Conversation.
The opposite of how you go into relationships.
Yeah, I'd be useless at this. All right, fine, okay.
Okay, so number one style of flirting, they basically break it down to six types.
Okay.
So number one, I feel like this is already my territory, humour, banter, teasing, self-deprecation.
Yep.
And unconventional humour. That would be my...
I feel like that's probably also my... I feel like I'm quite similar on that.
Now, I don't want people to, like, take a massive reach when I say this, but, like, if I'm being nice and polite to you, I don't find you attractive at all.
Right, okay, fine. If you're being horrible, got ya.
The second one I thought would be more your speed. It's self-praise / bragging. So describing yourself as a catch to trigger, like, a reciprocal compliment from the other person.
So apparently it works because it forces the other person to engage with the premise of you being desirable.
I'd like to see a scenario where someone bragging about themselves has ever paid off.
Yeah, I suppose what they mean is they do it in like a jokey way, but the idea of
I don't think it's a joke. I think it's serious. I think it's
what,
like
seriously telling someone how great you are.
Bro-coded. Yeah.
Right, yeah, no, that for me, if someone did that to me, like if a woman did that to me, I wouldn't, yeah, that's not for me. So one is a yes, two is a no.
Okay.
Three is probably the big one for me. Sexual innuendo, shifting a neutral conversation to to being sexual. Men use this style twice as often as women, according to research. It allows fewer possibilities of deniability.
Jesus Christ, that feels a bit dark.
It feels a little bit dark, but listen, I know I have done that before. I feel like men probably do that a lot more than women, and it's kind of, you know, that's what she said.
Oh, just anything you say being twisted to, I don't know if this is too adult, but they say, what are you doing? You say, I don't know, going for a shower. They go, send me a picture. No.
No, I don't think that's sexual innuendo. That's just...
Wait, is that just straight up?
Yeah, no, sexual innuendo is something like, what have you had for dinner? Right, all right, let's try it. Sausage. God, yeah. I bet you have. Like, do you know what I mean?
Are
you
female...
hungry? Do you want something hot inside you?
Nice.
That sort of thing. It's sexual innuendo. That's just innuendo.
I don't think a woman has ever laughed at that humour, ever.
No, they haven't.
Okay. Number four, explicit naming, saying the quiet part out loud, right. Looking at us. Oh, like, look at us flirting. Oh,
stop
God.
Yeah, it's that thing where people go, stop flirting with me. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no,
okay,
not
disgusting.
Good. Now,
five.
This is old school. This is old school, and I like this one.
Yeah,
compliments.
You do. You're a smart
work because of the sexualized framing rather than the compliment itself. A lot of these are sexually orientated, I'll be honest with you.
So giving someone compliments.
Give you some compliments.
Number five is giving someone some compliments.
Yes, basically, yeah. Six, self-disclosure and vulnerability. Sharing personal things, telling stories, offering emotional access, which creates intimacy through confessions and shared knowledge.
Jeez, but you nailed that one.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like I'm, other than number two, I feel like I'm just ticking boxes here.
Yeah, I don't think I...
You're just there for the teasing jokes and unconventional humour.
There's one missing, cash.
Nice, yeah.
Where's, like, bribery through money?
Yeah,
that I think... That should be this invisible seven.
It's quite hard, I imagine, to do that on Love is Blind if they've come up with it. Just sort of like, what do you do? Just sort of, I'm holding a big wad of cash.
Yeah, I'm listening. Or just tell me, like, you know, what tax bracket you're in.
Nice. I like it.
I'm not going to care what you look like when you come out the other room.
So it's also found out that the most effective tactic is laughing at someone's jokes. So the best flirter in the room isn't the funniest. It's the one who makes someone else feel the funniest.
Now I'm worried that men just laugh at my jokes to make me feel funny.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I know you're kind of, however, 45 years old. And I don't want to be the one to tell you at this point, but that is the only reason people laugh at you.
Really?
Yeah, it's not because you're funny, darling. Let's be honest.
Wow.
People with dark personality traits like narcissism, psychopaths are the best at flirting.
This is why you're not bad at it.
Thank you so much. 75% of the time, flirting goes unnoticed, so people don't even realise they're being flirted with. Unless you're Olivia Atwood, where you think everyone's flirting with you. And women are also more likely to use flirting instrumentally to get things like free drinks. Men are more likely to do it for attention rather than a specific outcome. So, yeah, there's a reason behind women specifically you flirting, and that is to achieve or benefit your own life. Whereas for...
I don't think I've ever done that.
You've never flirted to get a free... No?
I don't think so. Like, so what would happen? Like, you would, like, I don't know, to a guy and then what, he'd buy you a drink and then...
Yeah, or, like, get money off your new Range Rover or...
Oh, I didn't know that's an option. I might look into it.
Yeah,
that's brand new information to me.
Look into that.
God, these women are ruthless. That's crazy. So actually flirt with guys to get free drinks and they have no intention of... God, I mean, stay awake out there, lads. This is dangerous.
Well, let's kind of put it to the test, shall we? Have you ever fancied someone more because they found you funny?
I don't know. I have ever not been the funny...
I don't know if I've ever fancied anyone, is what I thought you were going to say.
Well, I don't know. No. Because I feel like I've always been the funnier person in the situation.
So you just don't notice because everyone's laughing regardless of whether they fancy you or not.
This is like all my history of men. It's like, did you have a good time together or were you just a good time and he was there? I've been asking myself that question since I was 15. It's so hard because the truth is I could have fun with anyone.
Yeah. All right, so which one works on you then in terms of flirting style?
The first one, the teasing, and then probably, I don't know, yeah, the first one. Why, what's yours?
Mine's...
I think yours is compliments. You love compliments.
I hate being complimented. I hate it. Genuinely hate it. I think mine is going to be one and three, so humour and banter and sexual innuendo, because it's just
the
funny.
Thing is,
just...
all we do on this show is take the piss out of each other, so I feel like we're setting ourselves up so much. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't care, do you, but...
No.
If you're listening to this, it's like...
All right, do you know what my favourite is? Is when someone shows me they're vulnerable.
So you fancy all of your man-made guests. What is it called? Man is made?
Man-made.
Man-made, sorry.
Man is made. That really successful podcast you have. Man is made.
Okay.
So, well, listen, I'll tell you who the flirting works really well for.
Mm.
Charles Leclerc.
He doesn't have to flirt.
No, he doesn't. He's gone with your seventh option, cash.
Yeah.
He's gone straight in with the cash.
Sure, he's a nice guy, but it wouldn't matter if he wasn't.
Well, he's married influencer Alexandra. I'm just going to call her Alexandra because I can't say her surname. Saint-Malou.
I think she's French.
Is he French? Charles Leclerc.
Yeah.
Jesus, I imagine so. Anyway, he's been married this week in Monaco and he drove away in a £9 million Ferrari. I mean, he does drive for Ferrari, so I imagine they've just kind of given that. And maybe it's his car,
like,
who knows.
It's a one of the most valuable cars in the world.
Yeah.
He gets to marry his, like, model wife in Monaco.
I'll be honest with you, I quite often when I see wedding photos, I do think, oh, they're quite nice pictures. That one on the balcony, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It does look quite good. I mean, they've had, obviously, that's a really nice wedding. Do you know what I mean? They've done it all properly and whatever else. I've got a real issue with people getting married by trying to do crazy things.
What do you mean?
Right, bear with me. I saw on Instagram, like, about a year ago, and it really angered me. People got married and said, I do whilst bungee jumping. You know, people that do, like, mad. Or have you ever seen that one of the people that got married in, like, the Shire, where they filmed Lord of the Rings, and then Frodo was, like, a guest at the wedding? And
what about Disney wedding?
No. See what I mean? Like, it's just have a nice, just do a wedding. Do you know what I mean? Like, why have you got to do, like, this mad stuff? Like,
or
a Disney wedding?
Or I've got a pro tip. Don't.
Yeah, or don't get married. But yeah, a Disney wedding, horrendous. Listen, I like theme parks, but do I want to be dressed as Mickey Mouse whilst marrying Minnie Mouse? People get married on roller coasters doing all that sort of stuff.
It's just dumb.
Well, it's just annoying, isn't it, really? Do you know what I mean? Just why don't people just, they have to just try and be different.
Do you think Charles Leclerc made Alexandra sign a prenup?
I mean, if he's got any brains about him, then I imagine so, because that geezer is worth an absolute fortune.
I tell you what, Kate, I spent a lot of time around motorsport athletes.
Yep.
Would never work for me. They don't drink.
Right, yeah.
They're obviously very controlled.
Because most people would think like an F1 driver is like the dream man.
No.
No.
Very intense. It's a very isolated.
Well, it's kind of all life consuming, isn't it? Everything
they're
is
quite highly strung. It's like taking your life in your hands every time you go to work. Like, you're going to have something a little bit.
That's true.
Putting our lives at risk coming to host a radio show. The only thing I might die of is annoyance from looking at you.
Oh, wow. That's lovely.
So this week, did you see, Pete, Billie Eilish revealed what her first likes on Instagram were. So just to, like, help you understand, the first thing she liked when got her account.
Yeah, excellent.
In, like, the early 2010s. So I thought we could have a look.
Okay. So mine, effectively, are all tattoos.
Okay.
And some women. I'm going to be honest with you.
So
but
not much has changed.
Not much has changed. No, not much has changed, to be honest with you. But that was 2015 was when I first got my Instagram, because pre that, that was when
God, here we go, guys. We just heard the same story told us in the break.
Listen.
He wasn't on social media. Everyone get his medal ready.
Before I ended up on the telly, I didn't do social media. So when was yours? Tell me what yours were. 2013. So you were 20.
And they were some pictures of my cousin, and then it was a lot of pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, okay.
And then,
I mean, at that age, you would have been appropriate for him. Now you're a little bit too old.
Thank you so much.
I'm just saying.
And a lot of memes that were being rude about men.
So not much has changed for you either?
Not much has changed.
Excellent. So we're the same people we were over a decade ago. Wonderful. Look at that growth,
everyone.
But you're
telling me it's too late for me and Leo?
Absolutely, yes. You are far too old. You're ancient.
Right,
You're practically dust as far as Leo's concerned.
Play a song and stop talking. Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast. The podcast. Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast. The podcast. So, big news this week. They've announced the Soccer Aid lineup.
31st of May. It's actually going to be held back in London.
Okay.
In East London, near me.
Your pal got the call up again.
Sam Thompson has got the call up for the third year. I'm hoping this year he's going to touch the ball.
I think it's the highlight of his whole year.
Well, he absolutely loves it. Yeah. He genuinely loves it. It's all he's ever wanted to do. But you've also got GK Barry, your mate.
I know. Come on, GK. She's a wag now. So she can pick up some tips, do some, like, ball skills at home.
Jill Scott's going to be playing. Usain Bolt again. My mate Joe Marler is playing. Joe is playing in goal.
I wouldn't get tackled by him, would you?
He's playing in goal.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to put him out on the pitch because he's a rhino, effectively. Liv, how do you think you'd get on?
I have a good knowledge of the game, been around it a bit, but wouldn't want to be on the pitch, wouldn't want the ball kicked towards my face, haven't got much coordination over my limbs. There's just so many reasons it wouldn't be a good
idea.
So
what are we thinking, more manager for you?
I'd love to be manager.
Vicky McClure normally manages England, so you could take over that role. I don't ever get a call up for Soccer Aid, I'm going to be honest
with
you.
That's so weird.
Well, I've played one charity game before and I got sent off within about 4 minutes, so...
So...
Yeah, I kicked someone up in the air and I don't think they've come back down again.
It's not very Soccer Aid vibes.
No, it's not really.
It's meant to be like, you know, taking part that counts, kind of, you know.
Yeah, but you know me, I'm very competitive.
What
I like to win.
We go together and watch Sam?
I think we should. That sounds like a good idea. And Liv, I need to talk to you about feet.
What?
So Benny Blanco launched a new podcast. He was sitting barefoot on the sofa on his new podcast with visibly dirty feet. He's also farted into the microphone. So if you are looking for a new podcast to listen to, I suggest you don't listen to that one. There are plenty of others available.
Like he's a rage baiter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just...
But also, as well, I kind of, like, the more I know about this guy against my own will, the more I like.
We'll get onto the dirty feet thing in a minute, but the sort of farting into a microphone on a podcast. So imagine you're there with your AirPods on and you're just sat on the train listening to podcasts and someone's going...
I would actually find it really funny.
You'd love that because you've got toilet humour.
So much.
I would honestly... I would lose the plot. But anyway, the dirty feet thing. So because someone has obviously said to him, oh, you've got really dirty feet, and they've started taking the mick, his wife, Selena Gomez, appeared as a guest on the podcast to dispel that rumour by kissing his feet mid-conversation.
As a couple, it's just so much to digest. I don't know if we needed that.
The picture, I don't think we need, but she hasn't really done it. She's not gone like for full toe suck. She's just got sort of pecked...
Top of toe.
Pecked the top of the toe.
Bit of a cop out.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if
Why
she was going to prove it,
dirty,
I want her to
though?
Spit on the sole of his foot and run her tongue up the sole
Shut
of his foot.
Up.
I don't want to do this podcast there. I'm literally saying run the tongue up the foot.
So if you're dating someone you really like them, would you kiss their dirty feet?
No, I wouldn't want to, but if I was dispelling the room with their dirty feet, I wouldn't just peck the toe.
Also, I do feel they are rage baiting us because in the photo he has dirty feet on the bottom.
Yeah, his feet are rotten.
He's been walking around barefoot. Do you walk around barefoot much? Hold on. Do you wear shoes in your house? I feel like you did probably. Oh my God, Pete.
Why does everyone
everywhere?
Find this... If I've got them on, yeah.
Like all around the kitchen, like where food is, there's no food in your house. Like,
when I get dressed, I get fully dressed, and then that's me.
When you go home later, will you take your shoes off before you sit down?
No, I'll probably sit down and then I'll have something to it, and then I'll take the dogs out.
Wait, so do you say, I have something to eat? With your shoes on?
Yes.
In your jeans?
Well, okay.
In the dark?
Hold on. When you go to a restaurant... Do you take your shoes off to eat?
There's a public... You shouldn't wear your shoes inside the house because there's bacteria on the bottom of them that is, like, dangerous.
There's more bacteria on me than there is on the bottom of my shoes.
That's a whole separate subject.
Well, see what it prevents me...
What if you tread on the dog's paw?
Well, I just don't. I can see them. I know that's hard to believe with my weird eyes.
But what about Eric? He can't get out of the way in time. What if you trod on his little footsie? What noise would he make?
Do you know what? I'll take your shoes off later then. Fine.
What noise would he make?
I'll take your shoes off and I'll have dirty feet.
What noise would he make?
Well, Eric, what if I trod on his foot?
Yeah.
Something like that, because he's a strange dog. I don't know why I've just done that noise.
I didn't think you'd do it.
I didn't know why I did it, but I'm just trying to make this podcast interesting. So you mentioned we was at the Brits last week.
Yeah, we were.
Harry Styles performed.
He did.
How was that for you?
I was locked in.
You couldn't take your eyes off of him. So his
album... I was practically on the stage, so it's quite difficult.
His album dropped on Friday, and a special on Netflix airs tonight. It's been 96 hours of non-stop Harry Styles discourse. How do we feel about Harry Styles?
Like him. Now I've seen him perform in real life, very, very close to my face, I can understand.
Right, okay. You get it.
I get it. He's got something, hasn't he?
Yeah, 100%. He's got something.
And I actually like the song.
I'll tell you what he's got. He's got a catamaran.
We saw the catamaran, Pete. Do you remember or not?
We did, but you have been getting roasted, I'm going to be honest with you.
Why?
Because you said catamaran wrong.
If you had to apologise to anyone that's going to be here tonight, who would you apologise to and why?
It'd be to Harry Styles just for existing. Apparently he's got a pale pink catamaran.
Yeah, it's a catamaran, which is a type of dessert.
Yeah. It's an animal and a dessert.
Okay, well, let me just say this.
So would you like to go on Harry Styles' catamaran?
It is true. Do you remember seeing it in Ibiza?
In Ibiza, yeah, bright pink.
It's not bright pink, it's like a dusky pink.
All right, okay. I can see you on Harry Styles' catamaran. I don't know.
So, what I think my publicist said to me was, don't talk to anyone
Right.
On the red carpet.
And instead what you did...
Spoke to five people.
Go straight in.
And said catamaran.
And
when I made catamaran.
And declare the fact that you were hoping Harry Styles was there.
Well, we knew he was there. Because he was headlining.
Sorry, that was right, yeah.
Okay, so if you had a choice, it would be pink?
Always pink.
I would have a white boat if I had the choice.
Nice. What would you call it?
The Olivia.
Would you actually call it the Olivia?
I don't know. They're meant to be named after women, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course they are,
I don't know why. But I haven't had anyone own a boat after me yet. But I would say there's still time.
Okay, so if you have got a boat, a dinghy, a canoe, anything...
I Googled once. I was in Barcelona and I was looking at boats and I Googled who's... Like, there is a yacht called Olivia.
Right. Have you tried to get in contact with the owner?
I haven't, no. No.
All right, we'll get an update next week.
Yeah, I'll let you know how I get on.
On Liv's search for the owner of the Olivia yacht.
Yes.
Wonderful. If I had a boat, I'd call it...
Pete?
No, it's going to be named after a woman.
Oh, sorry. What's the girl version of Pete? Petra?
Petra. Yeah, Petra. I'd call it Petra's Puddle.
I think you'd call it Olivia.
Do you think... Olive.
The Olive. Thank you for listening to the Sunday Roast podcast. See you next week.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast. The podcast. A Rayo Original Podcast.